If you're watching this video, then chances are you probably know enough about the beautiful city of Valencia. What you probably don't know is there are more unique events than what you know. Because I know that you probably don't know that I know that you don't know. Or maybe you know. Yes, Valencia is renowned worldwide for its two famous festivals, Las Fallas and La Tomatina. Las Fallas is a grand celebration of art, culture, and fireworks, while La Tomatina is an epic tomato fight that draws participants from all over the globe because they want to throw tomatoes at each other, and that's the only place that they can do that legally. These festivals have gained international recognition and have become iconic events, attracting both tourists and locals. Beyond the well-known festivals, Valencia offers a plethora of lesser-known events that are equally vibrant and captivating. In this video, we are talking about what these events are, when they will happen, and why is it a must-see. The Three Kings Parade, or Dia de Reyes, held on January 6th, celebrates the arrival of the Three Kings, or the Los Reyes Magos, in Bethlehem to honor the birth of Jesus Christ. The event holds great importance in Spanish culture as children wait in excitement for the procession of the kings who bring gifts to those who have been good. During the parade, the streets of Valencia come alive with colorful decorations and lights. Elaborate floats representing the Three Kings are accompanied by musicians, dancers, performers, creating a festive vibe. The details in the float design, the extravagant costumes worn by the participants, and of course the candy throwing, add to the event's grandeur. One of the highlights of the Three Kings parade is the tradition of the kings throwing sweets, or probably before, small toys and gifts to the crowd. I think they just throw the candies now. No more small toys. Children gather on the streets with open bags, hoping to catch these treats. The parades often feature various forms of entertainment, including music, dancing, and performances by local artists. Bands play lively tunes, dancers showcase traditional moves, and performers entertain the audience with their acts. The one thing that we've noticed when comparing Christmas and Three Kings is that there's a greater anticipation for the Three Kings. And I think it's because here in Spain, they open the gifts during Three Kings, not Christmas Eve. Why is it a must-see? The parade features vibrant and elaborate floats that can barely fit the streets. So there are times when you're able to touch the floats, and it's amazing. It's just so big, and I don't know how they maneuver through the street lights and the lampposts and everything, but it's just such a sight to see. Just like what I mentioned earlier, the Three Kings Parade usually takes place on January 6th, starting in the late afternoon and continuing into the evening. So I think we fell in line at around 6 p.m. The parade starts at 7, and then it ended at around 11:30 or something. Semana Santa, or Holy Week, is a deeply rooted religious event in the Catholic calendar. It commemorates the Passion, Death, and Resurrection of Jesus. Valencia embraces this week-long celebration with religious fervor, creating a solemn and spiritually significant atmosphere. You can actually feel it in the air. Throughout Semana Santa, processions take place with participants carrying religious statues and symbols through the streets. These processions are characterized by their solemnity, with participants wearing traditional attire and walking in an orderly manner. The processions, which are normally solemn, create a meditative ambience, allowing attendees to reflect on the religious significance of the event. Valencia, just like in the Philippines, has its own unique traditions and customs during Semana Santa. The city's procession often features impressive and meticulously crafted floats depicting scenes from the Bible. In the Philippines, however, Semana Santa is more visual, with tons of people either propping up the statues or graphic depictions of the Station of the Cross. Some people do it as penance and actually whip their backs. It's an amazing sight to see. You have to, when you're visiting the Philippines and you're there during Holy Week, you have to see that. It's just a very different way of celebrating. Here in Spain, the Nazarenos wear distinctive robes and pointed hoods called capriotes. The use of these hoods has historical significance, and if you're on social media, you've probably seen it go viral. And no, it's not associated with the other group from the US, the other religious group. Why is it a must-see? Well, the mood is completely different. Like, you could really feel it in the air. Also, the costumes alone are a trip. Actually, worth the trip. Semana Santa is a week-long event, typically taking place in March or April. The processions occur throughout the week, with each day featuring different religious themes and events. The Night of San Juan, also known as Noche de San Juan, celebrated on June 23rd. It's a festive occasion that welcomes the summer solstice. This celebration has cultural and historical roots dating back to ancient times, when people believe in the magical properties of water and fire during this night. The Night of San Juan is marked by bonfires lit on the beaches. These bonfires symbolize purification and the casting away of negative energy. Many people also write down their wishes or negative aspects of their lives on paper, and then they throw it in the fire and burn them. At the stroke of midnight, people jump over the bonfire for good luck and to cleanse themselves. It is believed that water and fire possess special powers during the night, and people often take midnight swims in the sea for good luck and blessings. The Night of San Juan attracts large crowds to the beaches, where friends and families gather for picnics, barbecues, and socializing. Why is it a must-see? This is not only a visually stunning event where you can see multiple bonfires as far as the eye can see, but also it's one of the best ways to immerse yourself in this deeply rooted ritual in both pagan and Christian traditions. The Night of San Juan celebrations take place on the evening of June 23rd, continuing into the early hours of June 24th. The festivities typically last until sunrise, allowing participants to enjoy the beach gatherings, bonfires, and fireworks throughout the night. The Batallas de Flores, or the Battle of the Flowers, is one of those visually fascinating events, and that takes place in late July. Elaborate floats decorated with fresh flowers in vibrant colors parade through the city, creating a captivating sight. The air is filled with the pleasant fragrance of the flowers, which adds to the already enchanting atmosphere. The Battle of the Flowers has a long-standing tradition in Valencia, dating back to the late 19th century. It has become an integral part of the annual festivities of the city's July Fair, also called Feria de Julio. Valencia is renowned for its fertile land and cultivation of oranges, rice, and flowers, so this event pays homage to this agricultural tradition, showcasing the abundance and beauty of Valencia's floral resources. Participants in the Battle of the Flowers design their floats, showcasing intricate details and craftsmanship, with each one telling a unique story. The vibrant colors and skillful arrangement of flowers are truly a sight to see. While we're walking up to where the Battle of the Flowers is, we could see the carriages being laid out, getting ready for the parade, and then you could go come close and take photos and everything. It's just so beautiful and so nice smelling. The Battle of the Flowers is not just a parade. It is an immersive experience filled with music, dance, and joyous crowds. Spectators line the streets, cheering and clapping as the floats pass by. Why is it a must-see? Because of this. Thank you. The Battle of Flowers is not merely a passive viewing experience, but also encourages participation. Spectators are often provided with flowers to throw at the floats, and the people on the floats arm themselves with tennis rackets to chuck it back to them playfully. This interactive element allows everyone to join in the celebration and become part of the vibrant event. The Battle of Flowers typically take place in late July. This event usually lasts for a few hours, with floats parading through the city streets and the flower battle being the highlight of the celebration. Valencia is renowned as the birthplace of paella, a traditional Spanish rice dish. Tastaroz celebrates this culinary pride, highlighting the regional variations and traditional preparation methods of paella. Tastaroz Rice Festival aims to promote European rice and raise awareness about its environmental sustainability as part of the EU Rice European program called EU Rice. It also offers an opportunity to indulge in the delicious flavors and aroma of paella. Traditional paella is prepared using local ingredients such as saffron, rice, vegetables, and a variety of proteins including chicken, seafood, or rabbit. The event showcases the culinary expertise of Valencian chefs who specialize in creating this iconic dish, providing a unique gastronomic experience for attendees. Visitors can witness the intricate techniques and learn about the ingredients and cooking methods that contribute to the authentic taste of paella and the other varieties of rice dishes. While the tradition Valencia-style paella takes center stage, you'll also have the opportunity to explore a diverse array of rice-based creations. Delight your taste buds with options like arroz de señoret, a paella with shelled and peeled seafood, arroz a banda, rice cooked in flavorful fish stock, arroz negro, a tantalizing dish with squid ink, arroz meloso, my favorite, a creamy and rich rice preparation, and even options like rice with duck and or mushrooms. This experience allows you to savor the many flavors and varieties that rice can offer, making it a true feast for the food enthusiasts. Just be sure to know which one is paella and which one is arroz dish, because they're kind of serious about that. Why is it a must-see? Well, paella. And lots of it. In Valencia, they're so crazy about paella that apart from Tastaroz being celebrated in April, they've also officially declared the 20th of September as World Paella Day. But they don't just observe it in one day. That's not enough time to celebrate. So they extended the party to an entire restaurant week, from the 16th to the 26th of September. It's like they're saying, hey, since there's a lot of paella here, you're probably gonna need a week to, you know, do your research. I hope this video gave you a better idea of what's in store for your stay in Valencia. If you like this video, you should consider subscribing, because this channel is all about our life in Valencia and the things we've learned from our travels. Thanks for the sweet messages you guys send us. Muchas gracias to the people who bought us coffee. And shout out to our people in the Facebook group for creating the most amazing community. If you want to learn more about Valencia, you should watch this video.